I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, August 4th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. I mentioned the Lake Mead and Powell story earlier this week, discussion about how, for example, folks are writing letters to the editor to suggest the possibility of diverting letters to the editor in the Desert Sun, you know, the Palm Springs newspaper, about how maybe the Army Corps of Engineers should do a study to divert water from the Mississippi River over the hill. And so here we are. There, I want to give you an update on that sort of book. Before we do that, Jim Brewer did a special recently titled Somebody Had to Say It, and over a million views now on YouTube. It's amazing that it hasn't been shut down. I want to give you just a little bit of that first, you know, 11 or 12 minutes or so. I'd like to play more, but you can do that at your discretion. Anyway, without further ado, here's that.
Well, thank you all for coming out and risking your lives. Because there's still people going, you're not really going out in public indoors, are you? The Delta, the Omega, the Charlie Brown.
Stay inside! This is never ending!
Oh my God! What do we do now?
Holy crow! Poor old people would just stay in the basement! How long am I supposed to stay there? Come get you in a safe. Yeah. Well, the vaccinators, you were real cocky a couple months ago. You, we got vaccinated.
Got my second shot April 19th.
I can't get sick from the corona. I'm vaccinated.
See this bucket of virus?
I'm vaccinated.
I'll even lick metal.
I'm not afraid of anything.
I don't have to wear a mask.
People vaccinated are getting sick.
What? You need a new booster.
What?
Who wants a shot? Who wants to see a ball game? Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Wave your flipper. That's for you. Go see the ball game. Who wants to work again? That's for you. Who wants their kids educated?
What's in the shot?
It's safe. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I feel like this is going to be a Broadway play in 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, what? Six foot safe. Social distance. Six foot safe.
Five-foot danger.
Six-foot safe.
Five-foot danger.
If you're 6 foot safe.
I'm 5 foot danger. I'm coming to breathe on you. I'm the grandma killer.
Listen to the rules. Here come the governors. Bump, 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 bump.
We have no rules and regulations.
We shall determine who is essential. We shall determine who may go at your house and who shall have a muffin. And remember, if you see any children playing uns outside together, report them and their parents! This is for your safety!
Six-foot safe!
And then the news cockatoos come out.
Watch the news, watch the news! Trust the experts, trust the experts. Trust the science, trust the science. CDC, CDC, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci. Mask on, mask off, two shots, one shot, mask on, two masks. Comply, comply. foot safe.
Do what you are told. It is for your safety.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
People want to fight and argue. You don't know what's going on. Everyone knows a doctor. I know a doctor. And they call me like there's a stockpile.
Action figures, action.
Don't ask questions. I've been flying on planes for months. Flying on a plane. This is when I knew, like, all right, this is so dangerous. Keep grandma in the basement. Wait for, wait. But you can go fly wherever you like. Now, here's the best part. I don't know if you've been flying. They get you soon as you walk in the terminal.
Make sure you wear your mask at all times. Do your part. Stay 6 foot safe.
Yeah, that, you know when that doesn't work? And it go right, the minute you board that plane, everyone's like, oh, come on, I want to get overhead space. Excuse me, excuse me. Excuse me, we got to get on the plane. We got, there's not enough overhead space. And then here's the best part. Now you're on a plane. I'm on a tube. I'm in a tube. An enclosed tube. Okay? And then I'm sitting next to someone right here. And right here. And this person here, I know that he's about 3 bills. He's got high cholesterol. He's already huffing and puffing. I'm not used to walking from one terminal to the other. I've had the gout 3 times in the last year, but they wouldn't take me because of COVID. Doctors don't take anyone nowadays unless you're almost dead and they put you on the respirator. You know. So I said I'm not dying, but I got the gout. And the mess is keeping him clean. His cheeks are out to here. Oh, let's not forget the air vent above that he's too high to...
Trust the science! Ah! I know a doctor! I know a doctor! Facts and figures! Ah! Ah! Ah!
And then they walk up and down the aisles.
It is a federal crime. If we catch you with that mask below your nose, even though we're in a tube, with the air vents and a guy with high cholesterol, you keep it on all times or you may never fly again, and you may deal with federal punishment.
But it's snack time. You can take them off. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, science. Ah, ah. Thank you, experts. Ah. I get to eat with no mask on. We're so safe when we eat peanuts. Isn't this fun? Thank God I'm safe.
If anything life taught me the last 2 years is we don't know anything what's around the corner. You make all the plans you want, you get a bit of CEO, your jobs are shut down. We have no clue how quick life just goes bloop, which made me crazy how many people they would put on the screen immediately are getting offended. Everyone's offended. I'm offended by this, and I'm offended.
offended by that, and I want to talk about this, and I want to talk about that.
And if you're that person, listen, man, life is offensive, okay? My wife's been battling cancer for 12 years from food that she gets poisoned with that they feed us. That's offensive. We can't see the elderly because we may kill them, even though they got 6 days to live. We'll see you one day, Grandma. Stay behind the glass.
I feel much better with no human contact. Thank you, Dr. Fauci and CDC. And fear. Thank you.
I bet you she'd rather have that touch and hug and be dead tomorrow than do this the rest of her life. You don't get to pick and choose offensive.
We're going to...
Last week?
Yeah, we'll cut it off there. I'd like to continue. We could probably just play the whole thing, but it's not entirely family-friendly or radio-friendly, so we'll park it there for now. I think Jim Brewer did a fantastic job of telling the truth, you know, speaking the truth there. And again... For posterity's sake, that's Jim Brewer's comedy special that he did recently. Somebody had to say it. Somebody had to say it. So, if you're not familiar with Jim Brewer, I mean, he's been around for a while. He was on Saturday Night Live for a while. That's probably his greatest claim to fame, and he's done quite a bit of, you know, known for certain characters on SNL, I would say, and I won't get into that, but his brand of comedy is interesting, and I keep thinking of all the comedians who have tried to tell us the truth. I mean, I guess I think of Bill Cosby, and that's a different story. You know, when I think of Bill Cosby, obviously there's the controversy over the last several years, but when I think of Bill Cosby, I think of, you know, some of the stuff that we've played on the broadcast, you know, from the 60s, for example, revisionist history that Cosby did a good job of shining a bright light on, or his bid to buy NBC, and I forget which late night talk show he was on where he mentioned that, you know, he was a few $100 million short to buy it. But there was the 2008 State of the Black Union that C-SPAN aired, in fact. And, you know, Cosby was there. Dick Gregory, speaking of comedians, obviously Dick Gregory comes to mind, you know, among others. I mean, Lenny Bruce, George Carlin. There are a number of folks who have used comedy in the way that I think Jim Brewer is doing here. So... I would say Cosby is among those, and you know, maybe there was something that he was doing that provoked the ire of powers that shouldn't be, so to speak. Anyway, as we close the segment on a serious note, I think of a couple of quotes from Walter E. Williams. We've played some stuff from Walter E. Williams recently, and I appreciate his sober-minded and practical common sense with regard to the orthodoxy of the Constitutional Republic and the corrupting influence of power and so on. And so, two quotes from Walter Williams. One, he said, "Try this thought experiment. Pretend you're a tyrant. Among your many liberty-destroying objectives and our extermination of blacks, Jews, and Catholics, which would you prefer, a United States with political power centralized in Washington, powerful government agencies with detailed information on Americans and compliant states, or power widely dispersed over 50 states, thousands of local jurisdictions, and a limited federal government?" I'll give you the next quote when we come back. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Walter E. Williams. So, again, just to reiterate, I think these quotes go together. Try this thought experiment. Pretend you're a tyrant. Among your many liberty-destroying objectives are extermination of blacks, Jews, and Catholics. Really, any of the undesirables, you know, which gets to the term eliminationism coined by Daniel Jonah Goldhagen. So, extermination of undesirables. I actually mentioned George Bernard Shaw's creepy little clip that you can find on YouTube in a conversation yesterday, and that this is, you know, that's always the question, you know, who decides? So I'll get back to that. But Williams said, which would you prefer, a United States with political power centralized in Washington, powerful government agencies with detailed information on Americans in compliant states, or power widely dispersed over 50 states, thousands of local jurisdictions, and a limited federal government. The question is obviously rhetorical. The second Walter Williams quote in this context, he said the civil war between the states, the war between the states is what he said, the civil or the uncivil war, the war of northern aggression, some people would say, I would say the war of Eastern European banking aggression, produced the foundation for the very kind of government we have today, consolidated and absolute, based on the unrestrained so-called democratic will of the majority, with force, threats, intimidation, I'd say coercion, persuasion, etc., being the order of the day. And today's federal government is considerably at odds with the envisioned, with that envisioned by the framers of the Constitution. The Civil War also laid to rest the great principle enunciated in the Declaration of Independence, that governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And I think of Malcolm X, you know, warning us not to to be wary of the media, and if we're not careful, the media will have you hating your friend and loving your enemy or your kidnapper. And in similar fashion, you have to wonder, has the depiction of the Civil War, so-called Civil War, been flipped? And, you know, you hear throughout the South will rise again. What do you suppose is behind the effort to not just completely destroy any vestiges of those kinds of thoughts, but to expunge that from history with the tearing down of statues and all kinds of things, attacking the General Lee in the Dukes of Hazzard, for example? I mean, who's watching the Dukes of Hazzard? What kids in you know, these the younger generations even have heard of that television show? I'm not aware that it's widely in syndication, widely distributed. So it's interesting just to kind of watch that. Couple of final quotes in this segment. Thomas Jefferson said, experience has shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have, in time and by slow operations, perverted it into tyranny. And why not another Walter Williams quote? Speaking of Jefferson and Williams, Williams said the founders of our nation would be horrified by today's level of American servitude to their government. And I would agree. And again, you know, it comes back to the question of who decides. I had a wonderful conversation yesterday, and you can see what I've been trying to articulate on this broadcast for a number of weeks now. Just really diving deep into and pausing on and ruminating on the question, who decides? Because the reason, as Jefferson put it, experience hath shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. The reason for that is because man is seduced into that original lie that ye can become as gods. And, you know, it's so difficult. Lord Acton was certainly right. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's so difficult to resist that temptation and to, you know, it's so difficult not to fancy yourself the way that Nebuchadnezzar did in the Bible. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Question really is always who decides. Thomas Jefferson said, every government degenerates when trusted to the rulers of the people alone. The people themselves are its only safe depositories. And it sounds good on the face of it, this idea that the people are sort of an insular bulwark against the speed, the the swiftness of tyranny. However, what about ponderology? What about the Lucifer effect? What about when a society of good people turn evil, so to speak? How does that happen? And, you know, even Jordan Peterson understands that it's difficult, if not impossible, to understand the concept of evil outside of a what he would call a religious framework, but I would say, you know, something more along the lines of a relationship, an understanding of and relationship with our Creator. So again, we get right back to the question of who decides. You know, left to himself, man will always create hell on earth. And, you know, we played the clips from the C-SPAN interview of Dennis Prager 10 years ago. You know, we played those clips again recently from his interview about his book, Still the Best Hope. And that's essentially what he said, you know, when asked about the distinction. What is the nuanced difference between your views, Dennis Prager, and the utopians? Because, you know, what you say to the unobserving eye may sound very similar in message. Maybe the specific points may differ, but the message sounds similar to what the utopians say. And Dennis Prager said, the difference is I don't want to change everything. I don't want to change the entire form of American government and our way of life. I just want to improve what we already have. And I would actually say, if I were asked, my answer would be something like, I think the more we can go back to honoring each other's private capacity, our personal autonomy, and allowing God to intervene in circumstances where he needs to. Of course, you know, you have society operating together in public, and that's something that is, I think, a little more tricky and more complicated, but I would say, I would argue for something more along the lines of what James Otis advocated and what John Adams tried to draw our particular attention to than the utopian dream. And the point would be to have God at the helm of justice, essentially, because he's the ultimate arbiter of justice. He's the best at that. And it's so easy, especially as times get more and more crazy like they are, it's so easy to want to become tyrannical and to exact your own revenge. But like Paul echoed, you know, echoing the Old Testament sentiment, he reminded us not to take our own revenge. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So, you know, we're supposed to be at peace with one another as much as possible. And it's difficult, especially the more that our private capacity leaks out into the public. We can sort of fake it in public, but when our private capacity starts to bleed out into the public, then our sinful nature, you might say, is more fully on display, I think. So anyway, the question is always who decides. I want to get back to this other stuff. I mentioned an update on the Lake Mead and Powell story. I read a story earlier this week, and crazy things that are happening. People are saying, you know what, the Army Corps of Engineers should commission a study, a feasibility study, concerning diverting maybe 2.5%, maybe 5% of the Mississippi River over the hills and through the woods to the desert out in the western states. And here is a little clip that I think will explain in just a few minutes why that will never happen. Listen carefully and see if you can pick up what exactly is going on. Go ahead, please.
Welcome to the Lake Mead and Hoover Dam update for August 2022. The Colorado River supplies water to more than 40 million inhabitants in the southwestern United States and northwestern Mexico. A basin-wide water supply crisis is occurring because of decreased watershed runoff and legal and water management policies that allow systematic overuse. By the end of 2022, combined storage in Lake Powell and Lake Mead, the two largest reservoirs in the United States, will have declined from 95% full in 2000 to approximately 25% full. Continuing a 22-year downward trend, water levels in Lake Mead stand at their lowest since April 1937, when the reservoir was still being filled for the first time. The low water level comes at a time when 74% of 9 western states face some level of drought, 35% of the area is in extreme or exceptional drought. In Colorado, location of the headwaters of the Colorado River, 83% of the state is now in drought, and the snowpack from last winter was below average in many places. When we look at these satellite images from the year 2000 versus 2022, we see how dramatic the water level decline has been. The Virgin River portion of Lake Mead, just north of the Overton Arm, is almost completely gone. About 10% of the water in Lake Mead comes from local precipitation and groundwater each year, with the rest coming from snowmelt in the Rocky Mountains that flows down the Colorado River through Lake Powell, Glen Canyon, and the Grand Canyon. The Colorado River Basin is managed by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation and other agencies to provide electric power and water to roughly 40 million people, most notably the cities of San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and 4 to 5 million acres of farmland in the Southwest. Above Lake Mead, Lake Powell is currently filled to just 27% of capacity, and the entire Colorado River system stands at 35%. The current water level at the Lake Mead Reservoir is 1,040.92 feet above mean sea level. That's over 178 feet below full pool. This puts Lake Mead below the 1,045-foot threshold to declare not just a Tier 2 water shortage but the more stringent Tier 2B. If the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation determines in its August report that the lake level will be below the 1,045-foot elevation in January 2023, the Southwest will move into the third tier of unprecedented water cuts that will further reduce the amount of Colorado River water that can be used by cities, agriculture, and industry. So far this year, the reservoir has dropped more than 25 feet. The current elevation is 118 feet below the 1,159-foot average for this date. The highest water level at Lake Mead was recorded on July 24, 1983 at 1,225 feet. A new record low was set a few days ago when the water level dropped to 1,040.58 feet. When we look at previous year's elevations for this same date, we see the Lake Mead Reservoir is over 27 feet below the water level at this same time last year. When compared to 2020, the reservoir is currently 44 feet lower. The water level is 32 feet below the elevation on the same date in 2016 when the reservoir was also at historic lows. The current capacity of the Lake Mead Reservoir is 7,041,000 acre-feet, which is only 24.9% of full pool. The average capacity for this date is 18.8 million acre-feet. A new record low for America's largest reservoir was set a few days ago when the capacity dropped to 7,018,000 acre-feet. Full capacity is 28.2 million acre-feet. At the beginning of the 2022 water year, which began on October 1, 2021, the Lake Mead Reservoir was at 1,067.68 feet. It reached its peak on October 17 at 1,068 feet. Lake Mead dropped to 1,064.91 feet on December 2 before winter precipitation started to raise water levels. Early winter storms managed to increase the reservoir to 1,067.26 feet on January 25 before starting to decline. The water level is currently at 1,040.92 feet and is setting new record lows on a regular basis. A number of plans were put in place earlier this year to protect Lake Powell's water level. These efforts include releasing 500,000 acre-feet of water from the Flaming Gorge Reservoir to help prop up water levels at Lake Powell. Another plan reduces the amount of water released from Lake Powell to Lake Mead, again, helping Lake Powell's water levels. Why does the Bureau of Reclamation work so hard to protect Lake Powell while Lake Mead continues to decline? As a result of Lake Powell's water elevations declining so rapidly earlier this year, hydropower generation was compromised. By adding more water to Lake Powell, the Glen Canyon Dam can produce hydropower for the remainder of the year. But there may be another reason reclamation is allowing Lake Mead's water level to decline. The drought contingency plans that trigger massive water cuts are based on the year-end water elevation of Lake Mead. The Bureau of Reclamation releases a study in August that it uses to trigger the tier level that will determine how much water each lower basin state must leave in the Colorado River. If the August report anticipates Lake Mead's water level will be below 1,025 feet, a Tier 3 water shortage will be declared. This declaration will force states to leave an additional 1.2 million acre-feet of water in the Colorado River system. Some people are arguing that water levels in Lake Mead are intentionally being lowered to trigger a more stringent tier level. Whether or not this is the case is pure speculation, but it does beg the question as to why the drought contingency plan is based on Lake Mead water levels alone, and not a broader view of the entire Colorado River system. A recently published paper discusses a new management approach, where mandatory and voluntary cutbacks for water users would be triggered based on the combined storage of both Lake Mead and Powell, rather than just Lake Mead as is currently the case. I suggest we take it a step further and consider the status of other reservoirs such as Blue Mesa and Flaming Gorge, in addition to Lakes Mead and Powell. The authors of the paper suggest that if the average hydrology of the 21st century continues, the current management model will put the system at serious risk. One of many possible solutions the team identified looked at what would happen to the reservoirs if the upper basin states of Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico agreed to give up water development ambitions, while the lower basin states of Arizona, Nevada, and California, along with Northwest Mexico, agreed to reductions. The paper found that if the upper basin limited water use to 4 million acre-feet per year, or slightly above its average use since 2000, and the lower basin agreed to 2 million acre-feet in cuts each year going forward, then the system would be more likely to stabilize near current reservoir levels. That scenario would require a sacrifice from the upper basin, which has plans to develop up to 5.4 million acre-feet of water annually by 2060, and a reduction in use by the lower basin and Mexico, which together use more than two-thirds of Colorado River water. As we have discussed before, the Colorado River is not just a collection of dams and reservoirs that should be managed independently. The Colorado River system should be managed in its entirety. Mandatory water cuts should not be triggered by water elevations at a single reservoir such as Lake Mead. These important decisions should be based on conditions for the entire system. We can only hope that legislators will implement some new solutions in the near future. As always, I will continue to monitor the situation at the Hoover Dam and Lake Mead and provide you with regular updates. Thank you for watching and please consider subscribing to my channel. I really value your support.
All right, so there's that. We have a moment. I want to replay just a little snippet of that for you, the 2:05, 2 minute, 5 second mark to 2:43. Just to sort of reiterate that. I'm sure you caught all of that. But for posterity's sake, two things real quick. First of all, the video is titled Lake Mead, Why the Government is Letting It Fail, by the Time Bomb YouTube channel named Time Bomb. 8 minute, 40 second video. But here's just a little bit of the metal. Go ahead, please.
Water level at the Lake Mead Reservoir is 1,040.92 feet above mean sea level. That's over 178 feet below full pool. This puts Lake Mead below the 1,045-foot threshold to declare not just a Tier 2 water shortage but the more stringent Tier 2B. If the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation determines in its August report that the lake level will be below the 1,045-foot elevation in January 2023, the Southwest will move into the third tier of unprecedented water cuts that will further reduce the amount of Colorado River water that can be used by cities, agriculture, and industry.
There you go.
So far this year,
what a curious coincidence of timing that that's what we're seeing. Record lows. And Mead is the focus. Powell, you know, we're going to do something about that. Mead, we're going to let fail. I think of the National Intelligence Council's global trends reports. I've talked about how over the last several decades, particularly since the 90s, the global trends reports, I think it's been put out since 97, but almost from the moment it was put out, talked about how by 2025, America would be kind of a post-apocalyptic country. And the vision has always sort of coincided with the Club of Rome's Limits to Growth, White Paper, and First Global Revolution book. Are we in a break? No, it's time for a break.
Eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Thank you.
that last time.
From the National Intelligence Council, you can see, you know, I'm not going to get into that right now. Maybe we'll do that sometime in the future. But you go back and look at those reports, massive sweeping changes had to be implemented to accomplish what the National Intelligence Council seemed to see in their crystal ball. And so, you know, now you can see the possibility of the Lake Mead failure being engineered. And, you know, maybe we'll get into specifics on that next week sometime. We'll see. Of exactly how that would be accomplished. I think of Senator Claiborne Pell, for example, saying back in the 70s, something to the effect of, now that we can, you know, create hurricanes, monsoons, tornadoes, and droughts and things, we don't need treaties to force countries to do our bidding. And for those that don't know, the military has declassified documents. The Naval Warfare Weapons Division, for example, has declassified documentation concerning things like Operation Popeye and efforts to influence troop movements in Vietnam, for example, causing monsoons to influence Viet Cong troop movements. And so, you know, if you're not familiar, or you want to look those things up, I would recommend Jim Lee's site, weathermodificationhistory.com. At the top of the second hour here in a minute, we'll go to the phones and do that. But this, you know, I think what we're seeing is, if we can step back and take the long view that bad guys take, you can see the engineering of chaos and catastrophe. I've talked many times over the years, since about 2007, 2008, about how the Department of Homeland Security, one of its primary roles is to keep track of disasters. You know, it's kind of job security for an agency like Department of Homeland Security. And so since about 2008, Homeland Security has been keeping track of natural disasters and things. And of course, like with the Lake Mead story, when you have a crisis or an emergency, that's when you can implement the continuity of government and essentially military rule that has been just sort of lurking behind the scenes, that guys like Dr. Strangelove and friends advocated for and planned for. So that's probably enough on that for now. We need to get to the phone. So as soon as we come back at the top of the second hour here,
vegetables and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.